I'd like to call the Lane Transit District Board of Directors' regular meeting to order. Roll call. Mr. Gillespie is in DC. I'm here. Mr. Norden?
Here.
Ms. Reed?
Here.
Mr. Necker? He'll be joining us later on phone call. He's ill at home. Mr. Yeh?
Here.
Mr. Vacant's not here yet, so maybe next month.
Mr. Vacant?
Which reminds me, is it looks like next month we will have a name in that position, so that's exciting to know that the governor has made a recommendation, and the candidate will be going before the Senate hearing on the 24th of this month, and so that'll be moving right along. I thank all you board members. As it turns out, this is only our fourth meeting in 2 days. So I'm hoping that this is one of the busier times of the year for us. So thank you for all your indulgence and so many meetings. Comments from the general manager?
Yes, Mr. Chair. I just want to have Teresa update us on the latest information on the Business Commute Challenge. Hopefully you can give us some great news about LTD's support of this. So if you could tell us what you know, Teresa.
Okay, a couple things. Just from the LTD standpoint, we have over 110 employees that are on the LTD team. So that's pretty exciting. That's three times as many that we've had in the past. And that really has to do with AJ's leadership, so it's been fantastic. We have a lot of people talking about that carpool and being creative about that, so we've been pretty excited internally about that. Also, externally, as of right now, we have 2,679 participants and 237 teams. From what I understand, we actually end up getting a lot of people enrolling this week, including new teams, which you can never really figure out the why during the week of, but we're happy. So we think it should be around the 3,000 mark by the time we're all said and done by Monday when they report. We also will be tabulating all the results Monday and Tuesday, and then we'll get everything ready, including the awards for the wrap-up party next Thursday, which you guys are all invited to, which will be at 5th Street, and we can send you out the information. But anyway, pretty excited about that. And the other note that I just wanted to remind you about is that it's actually walk and roll to school month, and we've had 33 schools participate in all kinds of activities through our St. Francis Schools program. Some of it's been on TV, and we've got movies made, and principals and champions out there doing all kinds of great stuff with the children in the area, so that's been really exciting too. So it's been lots of great transportation options happening this month, so yay.
Thank you. All right. Okay, anything else? That take care of yours? All
yes.
Right, fine. Thank you very much. Announcement or additions to the agenda? Carl.
Yes, I've got
some. I do have one. I'd like to move to amend the agenda to add an agenda item titled Student Transit Pass under Items for Action that would go immediately following action item E. We need a vote, or it's kind of just add it just like that.
Okay, so we got student passes.
Yes.
Okay, great, thank you. Anything else, anybody? Okay. Moving ahead, board calendar. I think everybody's got a board calendar in front of them for the next couple months. AJ?
So we just have the regular committees for the rest of this month scheduled. We do have a holiday on the 29th in observance of Memorial Day. In June, again, just the usual and regular committee meetings. I do want to point out that on the 21st of June, we will be scheduling a special board meeting and regular board meeting. We do anticipate bringing a large volume of contracts during that. We may have to move that down to 2:30. If everybody's in that way, as you saw today, we didn't have to rush through those contracts. Towards the end of the year, we have a lot of intergovernmental agreements that come before us. They can go pretty quick, but if you do have any questions, we do want to provide you the time to be able to ask questions. So just want to point that out. In July, we do have another holiday, and our regular board meeting I do anticipate that may also be a heavy meeting and we may have a work session. I do want to point out that our goal is to ask the board at the July meeting to go into dark on August. A lot of public agencies take either July or August or both off due to the large volume of work that we have had. We did not do that last year, but I know I've heard some board interest that they would like us to do that so people can take vacation. So although June and July will be a little heavy, it's with the goal of going dark and asking the board to suspend that meeting and resuming back in September. September is going to be a busy month. As you know, that is the opening of our Wii launch. So we might need the energy to do that successfully, and staff time could probably be dedicated in the month of August towards Wii activity. So just want to point that out.
If I could make one note, if it's possible to move our June 21st special work session to another date and time, just a poll, let a separate time, that would be good for me because I know I can't make that particular session. But if that is ends up being the best time, of course, then we should go ahead and do it.
Okay, I'll have Camille send out a poll for everybody. Thank you for letting us know.
We'll poll, yeah, great. Thank you.
Also a note, it says that I was out the beginning of May. I was not, but I will be the beginning of June. So June 1st through 10th.
Oh. 10th, okay.
Great. Anything else? Great. Lots of things going on. All right. Okay, now, best part of the meeting is Employee of the Month, Christina.
Yes. So I have the honor of presenting our May Employee of the Month, who is Liz Walking. And Liz is an accounting tech in our finance department, and she's been with our team for 3 years. And Liz was nominated, it's actually fitting that she's at, the May Employee of the Month, because she was nominated for two things. One was for an employee cost comparison that she presented to the Finance Committee, as well as her work on the budget. And we're asking this particular month for the budget, this particular meeting, for the budget to be approved. And so thanks to Liz's help, the budget, as well as that analysis, was done on time and with quality. And some of the things that I really appreciate about Liz is she is excellent about paying attention to details, caring about the quality of her work. She volunteers for all kinds of different things, ranging from helping out in our cash room to preparing presentations. And I also appreciate that she asks excellent questions and she's very inquisitive, which helps us to think outside the box and look at things from different angles. So I'm very grateful to have Liz as part of our team. And she's a very valuable asset to LTD, so she's well deserving of this award.
All right. Well, we have a couple of things here. So where?
Very nice.
And then there's a nice letter. It says thank you for a whole lot of important people. And
it has David's name on it.
And then we have something for you to hang on your walls.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I really do appreciate that.
And then here's something to
spend on my children.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
And if you have say anything, just please do.
I want to say thank you to Christina for nominating me. I was very humbled by you doing that. And I just want to say thank you to my team. I work with every day. They bring their positive attitude to work every day and help me become more successful. So I'd like to thank Chris Thrasher and Dolores Donis and Becca Hay and Ralph Lambert and Jeff Haas and Cassie Mustard and, of course, Christina.
Yeah.
So thank you guys for being my family at work.
And I know The board is very aware of all the effort that's gone in, because we have been looking at piles of paper with numbers, and there's a lot of people. But thank you so much. That's great. Just another great example of the fantastic employees that we have. Okay, now we're programmed here to have a public hearing on capital improvement program and long-range financial plan. AJ, I'm going to turn that over to you and let you handle it. We do have a speaker, somebody who would like to address the board.
Yes, I just want to remind the board that this is a presentation that came before the board last month. There was a confusion from the time that we brought that our CIP and long-range financial plan to our budget committee. We did not transfer the documents over on the internet to our regular scheduled public hearing. So because of that, we did have a public comment indicating that, you know, should somebody be looking for that, they would not even have the opportunity to provide that. Fortunately, this year, we're way ahead of schedule. We brought that to the board in April. So there's an opportunity today for us to, should the board desire, we can do a presentation. I believe our one speaker, which is Rob, heard that presentation, unless he would like us to go through that again. But definitely, there is an opportunity for him to comment. Again, we are ahead of schedule. Even if the board would decide not to adopt it, we could, you know, we have plenty of time. We're just in May. So we just wanted to make sure that we continue to support an open process. And when we kind of make an error and there's confusion from the public, that we address that and we bring that again before. So I think that's kind of a, you know, I want to thank the staff, even when there are some misunderstandings. As long as we plan ahead and do the job way in advance, it allows for any minor human error like this. So I'm happy to let you continue with the public hearing.
Any board was fine without having another presentation. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, I noticed here that we have two public hearings. Okay, so the first public hearing is on the CIP, the Capital Improvement Program. Okay.
Yes.
So at this time, I open the public hearing on the Capital Improvement Program. If you're signed up on the sign-up sheet, you're asked to come before us, and we'll give you 3 minutes to talk to us and go ahead. So at this point, Mr. Zako.
Thank you, President Wildish. Thank you, General Manager Jackson. I have brief comments. I can come and speak on one or the other, or I can combine them, whatever you prefer. Do you want me to speak about the CIP first?
Or just do I need to open and close two hearings? Or can we do it all in one hearing? You can probably do both at the same time. Thank you.
Let me just make joking. So thank you for...
we'll give you 6 minutes.
No, I can do a three. So thank you. We all want to get out of here. Thank you for having this second public hearing. Thank you for extending the public record and accepting comments through June 7th. Thank you for posting on LT's website a notice that these plans and making that a news item. That's all great. We did have a little bit of time to review both the CIP and the 10-year financial plan. And as you know, we noticed these are both fairly conservative business-as-usual plans with no dramatic proposals or big changes. They seem to be fairly prudent, and we support adoption of both. Just a couple comments on those. Well, actually, on both of them, you had a presentation at your previous meeting a couple hours ago about a strategic business plan. And it seems like both of these plans will make more sense once you have a strategic business plan. The financial plan is a prediction of what the next 10 years might be like. We know that the next 10 years aren't going to be exactly like that. They may be better, they may be worse. It's kind of hard to say, there's a prediction, what do you do with that? If you've got a business plan, you can sort of say, what might be different? What are the opportunities? If we have a little bit more money, we might do this. And same for the capital investment plan. You sort of have this modest investment right now. If you have a strategic plan, you can say, here's what we got money to do, money we see now, but we have some opportunities out here. Here's how we see that mapping out and what we're trying to do when you add it all together. So for both plans, once you have a strategic business plan, those we think will be more useful. On the 10-year financial plan, we noticed that there was an opportunity, and the opportunity was that the feds didn't cut funding by 15%, but kept it where it is. That sounds like a risk to us. It sounds to us like the risk is that funding will be cut. We might move that from the opportunity column to the risk column. The Dow Jones today apparently had its biggest drop since September. None of us knows the future, but there may be some downside risk from the federal government of what funding may be available for transit specifically. So just a comment. The CIP, just one more thing. The CIP, again, fairly conservative of the Tier 1 A and B, those funded projects, not a lot in there in terms of community investment beyond the Santa Clara Transit Center, which we support. And I think that this is sort of represents a kind of treading water of sort of staying in place until we have more clarity about the future. So good work. Thank you for the opportunity. Best supports adoption of both these plans. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Mr. Dacre. Is there anybody else that hasn't signed up that would like to speak to the board? Hearing nobody? I close the hearing on the capital improvement in long-range planning. Okay. Audience participation. Audience participation is another opportunity for the public to come before us and talk to the board about different things that are on their mind relative to mass transit, that type of thing.
Wow.
That's did it go? Did it
blow? Hello, board members.
Is that Gary?
Is that Gary?
Yes.
All right, fantastic.
Please, I hope to God you guys weren't sitting there while I was punching in all these numbers and getting disconnected, but I'm here now.
Good, Garrett. I understand that you're approaching 9 o'clock where you're at.
Yes, I am. Yes.
Okay. So we'll.
But I've adapted to the time change. Pretty well though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. So, Mr. Gillespie, thank you for joining us. Garrett, we're now going into the audience participation section. So you haven't missed much. So
okay, great.
Anyway, we're moving right along. So anyway, it's an opportunity for anybody that would like to speak to the board. The same rules apply: 3 minutes, name, address, and comments. Mr. Zako.
Yes,
for some reason, you like to talk to us.
I'm Executive Director of Regional Transportation, Post Office Box 773, Eugene, Oregon, 97440. Let me pass this out here, and pass this out here.
Oh, my.
So, I don't know if this is embarrassing, but I am here today to encourage you, not our words, but your words, to pursue a strategic business plan, and then found that you had discussion this afternoon to do just that. So I won't go through the comments here. You can read those at your leisure. But what I will do is I'll call your attention to the second page here of this simplified map of your system today. And just to be clear, this is something that best developed based upon your system. This is just an example. We don't intend this to be used for riders or anything like that. It's intended to give a picture of what your system looks like today. And I just want to call attention to a couple things we tried to do here that we thought was interesting. We have this concept, this could be of a frequent transit network, and that's sort of mapped out. This map shows the frequency of different routes by the width of the line. So more frequent routes are wider and less frequent routes are narrower, to kind of give you a picture of where there's a lot of service. The other thing we've tried to do is indicate where there are transfer points. Clearly the various name stations, Eugene Station, River Road Station, or Santa Clara, Springfield transfer points. There are other places on the network where transfers can be made, and currently it's hard to see where those occur. The purpose of doing this is to try to get a picture of what the systems look doing today, part of what might be a comprehensive operational assessment, for example.
Hey, Gary, can you mute yourself?
Thank you.
I'm sorry, what?
Can you just mute yourself?
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
And that's all I have to say. This is just food
Thank
for
you.
Thought. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Jacob. Yeah, I was trying to figure out what to say to Gary, and I was thinking about... Because we're hearing, anytime you brush anything or whatnot, Gary, we're hearing it, and it's, and I didn't know whether we can turn down his volume or not.
Okay, it should be muted now.
I was going to say, if we're listening to you.
I'm just heavy breathing.
Anyway, yeah.
Close enough.
Yeah, we're trying to adjust it here too, Gary. So yeah, so
okay.
maybe if you put the speaking part under your chin or something. Anyway, that's good. Thank you. You're doing great. All right. So moving along. So next item. Consent calendar. There's a lot of issues on this consent calendar. You've got minutes of three meetings, and you have a number of contracts that we were reviewed in the work session. And so, any comments, questions? Any of those do you want to have with Ron? Just what's your pleasure?
I'd like to move that the board adopt the following resolution, LTD resolution number 2017-05-17-14. It is hereby resolved that the consent calendar for May 17th, 2017 is approved as presented.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved to second. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, all those in favor of the consent calendar signify by saying aye.
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 Okay, thanks, Gary. So that works. Moving down to the next item. Item B, facility maintenance building, bus lot expansion contract. Mr. McCormick. And it's appropriate at this time that I recuse myself from this discussion and vote. So go ahead. I have an affiliation with the Chambers Construction. I'm on the board of directors.
All right. Good evening.
Thanks.
So tonight we're asking the board to authorize the general manager to enter into a contract with Chambers Construction for the construction of the bus lot expansion and facility maintenance building.
Can I call him? Is he
And this is the same document you saw at the work session. So I'm happy to take any questions, or we can go back over anything that came up between now and then.
Yep.
Hearing none?
No. I want to make sure that if Ed Necker, who said that he may be available to, that we call him.
And actually, you could just listen to him on this phone.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's fine. You can transfer the. So how's the weather in D.C.?
It is very hot today. Very hot today.
Hi, Ed. This is AJ. I am at the regular scheduled board meeting. We are currently going through the board agenda, and we do have a contract that Joe McCormick is presenting to us about the facility maintenance building and bus lot expansion. At the work session today, we went through the details of the contract, Ed. I was not sure if you've had an opportunity to review that material and if you had any questions.
No, I was at the finance committee meeting.
Okay, so you had an opportunity to.
I'm well acquainted with it, and I'm ready to vote if we're going to vote now.
That's where we're at. It's been moved and seconded that we.
Yes.
Excuse me.
There is one thing I want to. We just got these contracts to review, and Christian Denmark, who you met, just called me a bit ago. One problem with the proposed contract, it only calls for a 40% payment bond. The FTA has a graduated schedule so that. As the amount goes up, it just change. But this, and so 40% would be fine for the FTA. The state of Oregon requires 100% payment bond. But the local contract review board, which is you, can pass a resolution calling for a lower percentage bond, which would be 40% payment bond. So I would propose that someone make a motion as a contract review board to this contract to lower the payment bond 40%.
Okay, you're cutting out. Do you have a motion?
No, we're looking for a motion on that.
So do I just...
Do you have questions? For
okay, yeah. I don't have the resolution number.
Ed, there isn't a resolution. This is something that...
This has just came up, Ed.
It just came up. It got to us.
Okay.
And so what I'm...
Okay, are we finished with discussion?
No. So what I'm proposing is a motion as the contract review board to lower the requirement from 100% to 40% for the payment bond, which would be in compliance with the FTA.
One question.
That works.
we do it separate. I was going
to
say, should we just do it in one, or can we do it separately?
We need to be two separate. Yeah. This motion first before we then adopt the contract.
I'll second that motion.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded.
No, I think your motion was good.
Your motion's fine.
Okay.
It's been moved and seconded that we allow the 40% payment bond as is in the contract, called for in the contract.
In your role as a contract review board.
In our role as a contract review board. Okay. Any other questions or discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed?
Aye.
Should I abstain?
Okay,
I should show up as abstaining?
Yeah,
we got you, Ed.
Thank you. Okay.
So what was the next? You said a separate motion has to be to
approve. Now we need the motion for the approval of the contract.
So I'd like to move for resolution number 2017-05-17-22. Be it resolved that the Lane Transit District Board of Directors approves contract 2017-23 and authorizes the general manager or her designee to A, negotiate and enter into a contract with Chambers Construction for the purpose of construction of the facilities, maintenance building, and bus lot expansion on the Glenwood campus in an amount not to exceed $3,097,795. And B, as needed, execute amendments to the contract not to exceed a cumulative total of 10% of the initial contract price of $150,000, whichever is less.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to approve the contract on the maintenance building. Any questions, comments? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 And Gary, you said aye?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, and I abstain.
I said aye also.
Got you here. Thanks. Okay. Next item is Joe again. And this is the on-call contracting services.
Yeah. So, again, this is the same thing that was presented to you at the work session previously. This is we're asking you to give AJ authorization to go into contract with Chambers Construction for on-call services. This would be small projects and supplementing our staff here at LTD and bringing resources to take care of major corrective type work.
Any comments or questions on that?
Any questions?
Okay. Any questions on your end, Ed?
I thought I.
Okay.
No,
I'm looking for a motion.
For the on-call contracting services now.
Yeah. Okay.
I move for resolution number 2017-05-17-21. Be it resolved that the Lane Transit District Board of Directors approves contract 2017-1 and authorizes the general manager or her designee to A, negotiate, enter into a contract with Chambers Construction for the purpose of on-call contracting services at all LTD facilities for both capital and operational projects in an amount not to exceed $2,600,000, and B, as needed, execute amendments to the contract not to exceed a cumulative total of 10% of the initial contract price or $150,000, whichever's less.
Is there a second?
Ed Mecker will second.
Okay, Ed will second that.
That is correct.
Any other comments or questions? Hearing none, I'll call for the vote. All those in favor of the on-call contracting services for LTD, signify by saying aye.
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 And I heard you, Gare. Got it.
Thank you.
And one abstention. Any opposed? None? So, showing one abstention.
Okay.
It passed.
Jerry, you're supposed to call for opposed before abstentions.
Okay. Thank you, Ed. See, I knew that there was a reason I needed you here, man.
I meant to apologize to you. You made a joke about on the phone at the finance committee that it was less than 5 hours, and I said it was 5 hours and 3 minutes. But actually, we started late. You were right. It was less than five than an hour or something.
Thank you, Ed. Ed, we've got two more items to vote on if you're so inclined. But I appreciate doing what you're doing because we were concerned we'd have a quorum. Thank you.
Do you have the quorum to vote on these next items?
Actually, we do.
Okay. Then I will wish you all a good night. Thank you for excusing me.
Thank you, Ed. Thank
bye,
you.
Bye,
Ed.
Appreciate it.
Okay,
Ed. Good night, Ed.
Bye-bye.
Yep. No, that's great. Appreciate that. We were with the possibility, if we didn't get a hold of Gare, we had the possibility of not having a quorum for those two votes.
Yeah.
So both Gare and Ed stepped up and came to the table. That's wonderful. Okay, next item. Christina. Let's talk about a budget, little thing we discussed for a minute or two last night.
Yes, so this is a resolution to request that the board appropriate our 2017-18 budget with the combined sum of $101,655,716 for our five funds. And this was approved by the budget committee in yesterday's meeting, a recommended approval.
I know you were all there. Any questions? Any comments?
I don't know if you guys were able to see the documents that Christina sent over just a couple hours ago that addressed the questions that the budget committee had yesterday, and she addressed them all comprehensively, so there should be no more questions.
Okay, because there were three or four items that you were going to adjust and rename.
Yep.
And I
sent those out before the board.
Okay. No, that's great. Okay. Looking for a motion.
I'd like to move approval of resolution number 2017-05-17-15, adopting the LTD fiscal year 2017 to 2018 approved budget as presented, and appropriating $62,257,024 as represented in the resolution.
I'll second.
Is that correct?
Okay. Well, the 62 million is for the general fund only. So this would be appropriating for all five funds.
Oh, so I need to go 101 million.
Yes, okay. Please.
So thank you.
Can I friendly amend myself?
Thank you.
So I want to amend what I just said to $101,655,716.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you.
And I'll retain my second.
Okay. Very good.
Second.
Any other questions or comments? Hearing none. All those in favor of approving the proposed 2017-2018 budget adoption, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed?
Aye.
Thank you, Gary. Any opposed? Fine. Pass it to the next.
Thank you so much.
And thank you, Christina, and your team for developing the budget.
Yeah, I was going to say, thanks for the effort. That was. And staff really understands better than we do how much of a Herculean effort that was. Okay. Strategic Planning Committee bylaws. Kelly.
Hello, everyone. My name is Kelly Hale, and I work in planning and provide staff support to the Strategic Planning Committee. So today, before you, you have some information about the proposed bylaws that the Strategic Planning Committee is putting forth for your approval. So as you might remember, back in December of 2016, you all, the LTD Board of Directors, passed resolution number 2016-12-12-041, which was rechartering the MX Steering Committee as the Strategic Planning Committee. One of the components of that resolution stated that the Strategic Planning Committee was authorized to select its own chair from its membership and to develop other internal operating agreements with the advice and consent of the LTD Board of Directors. So under that guidance, the SPC put together a subcommittee that drafted bylaws and brought it to the committee at our last May meeting. And the committee, or the SPC has approved those bylaws to bring to you for your consent and approval. The one note that I wanted to call your attention to is that in the original resolution that you all adopted back in December, there was a section in that resolution that says that on the Strategic Planning Committee, there shall include at least two members of the LTD Board of Directors as members of the SPC. And the SPC and the Bylaw Subcommittee has made a change to that, and they recommend that the change now read that the committee shall include as voting members no more than two members of the LTD Board of Directors. So we wanted to bring that to you all today to hear your discussion. And the SPC's recommendation is that you adopt resolution number 2017-05-17-0023, adopting the SPC bylaws as presented in the May 2nd, 2017 bylaws draft.
Questions, comments?
Oh, I just want to say, as the current chair of the SPC, I think the committee's worked very hard and done a great job of developing these bylaws. And the, of course, the bonus is, or not really a bonus, is that if we don't like them at some point, we can always ask them to change it, or we can just tell them to change it. So, but I think they did a good job of trying to be inclusive and expansive. And I have a job proposal for them to do later in the meeting.
And I just want to say that with the change from the at least two to no more than two, I was the third board member on the Strategic Planning Committee, and the discussion was to keep, in a special circumstance, another board member with this overlap that Gary and I will have on the committee so that I can be trained up to be useful as Gary leaves the board at the end of this calendar year. So that was a decision that they made just in case you come and you see three board members at a Strategic Planning Committee meeting. That was a decision that the Strategic Planning Committee decided to make as kind of a special circumstance, noting that these are bylaws and not governing rules.
So, Michelle, I'm just wondering the nature of the discussion, why the members of the planning decision decided to change that. Why did they want no more than rather than at least?
Well, my understanding is, and I support this thinking, which is to, we already have a board made up of us. And if one of the purposes of the SBC is to be an advisory kind of committee, mm-hmm. then arguably the fewer board members on there, it makes more sense.
So that was the feeling of that board. That's
my perception. Right. But Gary Gillespie.
If I could add also, the
the debate was between whether the full committee would be 12 or 15 members. And it was felt that two was a better percentage of involvement, allowing more citizen involvement from the other groups than to have three, if I remember that discussion correctly.
Thank you, Gary.
One of the thoughts I had in looking at that was that the value of that group is the number of people on there that are committed to this community that are not board members. And the input from those individuals is so valuable. We've got elected officials on there. We've got citizens. We've got people that care a lot about this community. And I got to admit that I was thinking of assigning myself to that particular committee. But I go to those meetings, and I'm able to be engaged in what's going on in those committees just as a visitor, not being a member of that committee, but that opportunity is available to every board member. And I got to admit, I haven't missed too many, and it is it's a very valuable group. And so I came down to the fact that I think it'll work just fine the way it is. And if it doesn't, it could always be amended, but I think it's just fine. And I really appreciate, if you've gotten to those meetings and listened to the comments, man, I'll tell you, it's wonderful to have the diverse thought process that's available there. And I think it's something that we can take advantage of. Any other thoughts, comments? Hearing none, I think we got an action item. We don't have Ed.
I move approval of resolution number 2017-505-17-0023, adopting the SBC bylaws as presented in the May 2nd, 2017 bylaws draft.
I'll second.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded that we approve the the Strategic Planning Committee. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Garrett?
Aye.
Okay. Passes. Any opposed? Okay, passes unanimously. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm just in too big a hurry.
Thanks, Kelly.
Okay. Thank you. Next is student passes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so I was worried there already?
Great. Yeah, you're there.
Yeah, that was later within the meeting.
No, this is after E.
So I don't have the exact dates, but in the past, and I would say, I'll guess, like about 4 or 5 years ago, we did have a student transit pass program. I believe it was funded through the state legislature. And I think it cost around $2 million. And it was directed at, I want to say, middle school and high school students to be able to use the LTD services. And from all recounts, this was before I was on the board, it was a well-appreciated program. And I think it probably had benefits that we're probably going to realize farther down the road because it got students, young people, using transit. And I think some of us on the board have discussed the possibility of bringing that program back. And I think the juncture with the SBC, having them look into the matter and also maybe do some research and debate it, and maybe even come up with a proposal for us to be able to, on how to fund it and bring that program back to LTD, would be something that we should explore.
So, Carl, this is what was formerly referred to as the Betsy program, though. The
is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
That's okay. Correct.
And would this be this outside of the summer? So this would be a school year pass?
Right. So not to be confused with the summer. Actually, is it called the transit student summer pass? Yeah.
One pass,
right. Not to be confused with that. Yeah. Now, this was a program. It was completely free. You did not have to pay anything. And I can't remember what I think it was either based on grade or was it age. Someone else might be able to help me out with that. Thank you. Grade 6 through 12. So it wasn't based on age. It was based on grade level. So it was middle school and high school students specifically. So,
awesome.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, I believe it went away in 2011, and the amount was somewhere between $1.2 and $1.5 million.
And what we're talking about is asking the Strategic Planning Committee to look into that and see if it's, you know, how we can get back there and what it takes to do that.
I think it was an excellent program, and it encourages that habit of riding the transit.
Yeah. I didn't think there'd be too much resistance or people trying to withhold passes, potentially hold passes from students. So I actually have a motion that I'd like to make if the board will entertain it. So I'd like to move to direct staff to work with the Strategic Planning Committee to develop a proposal to fund free transit passes for students in LTD's service area pending funding availability.
Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to direct staff to work with the
SBC
to look at the student pass program and see what we can do and how we can fund it and get it back in operation. Any other questions or comments?
Gary, if I could, I'd just like you to add that the all of the partners in the United Front that are here in D.C. now are in favor of reinstituting that program.
Oh, thank you, Gary. Yeah.
Are they all listening?
That makes sense. That makes sense.
I believe that includes the City of Eugene, City of Springfield, Springfield School Districts, Willamette Lane, and the county. Is that correct, Ed? Gary?
That's correct. There's a little glitch to work out with Willamette Lane because of their one pass program that they have. But we think that can be resolved, and they're very much in favor of this.
Tell Vincent not to worry about it. There's no glitch.
Okay.
And I think this is a great project for the SBC as well. So yeah.
Okay. Any other comments? Hearing none, I'll call for the vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Passes unanimously. Thank you. That was great. That's very timely. Okay. We're into board member reports.
I just wanted to mention something on the actual agenda item summary. If we could update it to represent the current board and the places that they are attending, that would be amazing.
I will look at that.
Thank you.
Anything else? Okay. Okay, financial reports. Gosh, finances. Back to the dollars and the cents, the numbers. Christina. Okay.
So you have a report for P8 year to date, and our general fund revenues are $1.5 million favorable to our P8 year to date budget. The key driver for this is the payroll taxes, which are up $2.9 million. This increase is partially offset by the $900,000 in self-employment tax, which is unfavorable, as well as that $600,000 in grant that we talked about in the past is a timing. So both the favorability and unfavorability are related to timing. Both the payroll taxes as well as the self-employment taxes are anticipated to be on target for year end. And let's see, expenditures are favorable by $2 million, and the key drivers for that are the lower administration wages and associated fringe, as well as lower material and service costs. And those favorable areas are offset by some unfavorability in terms of contracted security and fuel and lubricants areas. And the favorable materials and wage areas are non-security professional service, contract services, parts and tires, and computer hardware support. With regards to the Medicaid fund, I had been telling the board that it would be less than $1 million because of the six-week approximate lag for claims processing. And so when it hit $1.1 million, it triggered me to put together an analysis that you see at the bottom of the page. And it's a supplemental schedule to break down the different components of the Medicaid fund, and so that I can understand whether or not it was or was not on target. And so when I was referring to the less than a million, it had to do with the trillion piece. And so you could see that that is actually it's on target. It's the $800,000 that you see there, which is specifically related to the approximate 6 week lag in claims processing. And then the waivered non-medical piece is one that we're reimbursed by the state, and it's on a per ride basis. And it's not reconciled at the end of the year, but it is on target for what we would expect. And if it is, if for some reason it is not meeting the reimbursement amounts that we expect, we can renegotiate that with the state and to change the amount that we're reimbursed per ride. So we're not falling short, but it would be closer to around $1.1 million on a regular basis and not the less than $1 million. Does that make sense to everyone?
Mm-hmm.
Then the next is the Accessible Services Fund, which February year-to-date is approximately in line with plan. The budget year-to-date is $1.7 million. The actuals are $1.7 million. I looked in to see, because the revenue seemed a little lower than they should be from my perspective, in terms of revenue as a percentage of expenditures. And the reason for that is that the timing of the revenue that comes in, it's billed on a quarterly basis. So we won't get it until after January, March, sometime after March. So I looked at that, and the amount that we would be getting is $454,000 for the biggest part of that, and then there's some federal money that will also come in. And so that, when I look at that, then we're actually on target. With regards to the Capital Projects Fund, revenues as a percentage of expenditures is still 61%. I think it was 62% last month, which is below the targeted 75%, and this is still due to the timing of drawdowns. And it's a $3.4 million that I would expect it to be higher in P8 year-to-date. But it's a timing related. There were no drawdowns in P9, so you'll see the same thing in the P9 report. In P10, we did do a drawdown of $2.6 million, and we'll be doing additional drawdowns by the end of the year, which should bring this back in line. And overall, the Capital Projects Fund year-to-date is better than budget. In terms of, we are spending less than that, we expect to spend less this year total than and have a lower transfer from the general fund than was budgeted.
Questions? I get the feeling that we get to play banker a bit.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
but you know, you sit there and you look at that on the Medicaid. That's a big monthly bill. I mean, that's just a really big bill.
Yeah.
You know, you're talking in the, you know, $750,000, and in the timing for that, you know, they don't pay in 15 days from the time. So it's, you don't think of us being in the banking business, but in reality, we are to a certain extent. So that's. Thank you. I appreciate your breakdown. That helps.
I'm glad.
Very much.
And then I'm also here in case you have questions on the checks and grant reports.
Oh, yeah, on the grant reports, yeah, we'll move on to the grant reports if there's no other questions or comments. Any questions on the grant reports? Hearing none. It's just there's a lot of activity there. There's a lot of stuff there. Keeping track of that, it's got to be a lot of fun. Cash disbursements, any of the bills that have been paid?
What is Rathbone Barton Olson?
Which page is that
on? Page 370. Okay. page 4 of 6. Is that more helpful?
Page 4.
The consultant? Rathbone Barton Olson?
That was a we thing. The Rathbone Barton Olson PC. That was a payment for a supplemental judgment to Marjorie Scott.
Oh, okay.
And I can set up for more detail.
It's okay. I just had not seen that before, so I was curious.
I saw that too, and I looked it up, and I was writing it. I had looked at what it was, and now I can't remember, other than knowing that it related to the we and
that makes sense.
Oh, okay. Because I got to admit, I was sitting there looking and wondering. Yeah, so thank you.
What is this made up company?
You know, it's not to me as well, and I looked at that one too.
Yeah. Yeah. And I noticed there that there was two or three invoices or so for Pivot. I'm assuming that Pivot's working on more than one project. Is that a fair statement? And that they're billing you per project, and so you're getting more than one invoice a month from them. Because my initial reaction was, well, they should bill us once a month, but it is just a number of projects. So
yeah, and like I'm looking at the first one on the first page. That's the Santa Clara Community Transit Center use planning, and then let's see, what are some of the other ones? Actually, a lot of them are the Santa Clara Transit use planning.
Yeah, I just it. It seems like one invoice a month ought to be enough, but they're billing per project or individual projects, so I can totally understand. Thank you. Okay. Aurora, anything on that? Any questions on the delegation authority report? Monthly performance report. Only thing I can say is it keeps sliding down, and that there for a few months we were getting a little bit of a boost over last year, over kind of tapering off right at the moment. I don't have any questions. It's just observation. Yeah. Okay. Monthly department reports. Any questions on any of that? Anybody wondering what finance has been doing lately?
Everybody knows.
Everybody knows. Absolutely. Okay. Items for action in the future? June. Any questions or comments on any of that? You're not going to be here? Are you going to be here?
Yeah, she'll be here.
I won't be at the strategic plan or the PC.
But you said you're going to be gone the first part of June. Will you be here for the board meeting?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Okay, items for action for future board requests.
Oh, I do have something.
Yes, go.
Okay. Just, and I think this question is for the board. When we have like a 400-page board packet, is there a way to just get the agenda printed out separately so that we can reference it easily with whatever we're looking at? That would be really helpful.
It's a
good idea because I keep toggling.
I know. It's hard to toggle so many times.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like 400 pages back.
Yeah, just.
Who am I?
Did you bring the packet with you?
Is that it? Looks good.
I'm just glad there aren't seven of those sitting around the table. You know.
Yeah. The green team over there. We have a green team. I appreciate the electronic.
Yeah.
Version,
that's a couple of trees there.
That would be super.
Yes, cool. I'm
reading mine on my iPhone, awesome. Which is.
Oh, you're doing it. Oh,
that's good.
But
I think I have carpal tunnel from flipping all the screens, though. So.
Yeah, you got it.
I'll teach you a little trick, though, Kate, that later.
Okay, anything else to come before the board? Any questions, comments from anybody? If not, we stand adjourned.
Thanks.
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
So, Kate,
thanks,
you know,
Gary.
Thanks, Gary.
What I do is I take a...
Thank you.
Don't, you can't tell everybody.